This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we take you through on this Tuesday. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Do you remember John Stossel from 2020?
No.
Used to do, you remember 2020,
Yep.
I think it's still on the air, but John Stossel was one of the investigative reporters. I guess he now also has some sort of YouTube channel.
Everybody does.
And he did a very interesting video about recycling.
Okay.
And it's gotten me to, I've actually this week started changing my recycling.
I like it. What does he say, or what did he learn?
Because John Stossel put this video out, then another guy I follow on Twitter named Michael Schellenberger. He's an independent journalist. He also had done a lot of research on recycling. And what they both have said is that this idea that, like, we're not recycling plastic. It does not get recycled.
It just goes in the landfill?
Less than 5% of the plastic gets recycled.
Okay.
What happens to a lot of it is it gets sent to foreign countries who then dump it in the ocean.
Wow.
And that it is better if you throw your plastic in with your regular garbage, because then at least it will get incinerated here in America, which is better for the environment
than in the ocean.
Yeah. And then I've seen these videos of just piles of plastic.
I've seen that too.
Right?
Yes, I have seen that.
And sometimes there are beautiful coastlines in some of these foreign countries that have just the entire, what you would consider the beach area or the coastline, just covered in plastics.
Plastics and also a lot of our clothes. We put in these bins.
Plastic and clothes.
Yeah, I know. All right, but what I always say, life's a big scam. Everything in life seems to be a big
scam. You do say that.
It's what it feels like. It really does.
Yeah, so it did change me this week. I had some plastic and I threw it right in the regular garbage.
Yeah, I stopped. You did something on this a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Very similarly. And ever since then, I essentially stopped recycling plastic bottles.
Yeah. Now the tin cans, aluminum cans.
Yeah, no, glass and cans, I still.
And paper and cardboard, supposedly, those are all still.
I don't know that I'm buying the cardboard either, but.
Yeah.
But the glass and the cans I do for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm buying the cardboard either, because they always have, they'll go, oh, that cardboard's wet, no good.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Okay.
Why isn't that good?
Right.
So, all right, when we put it out and it rains overnight, it's no good?
No good.
Right.
Or stupid. Like the cardboard has a label on it. No good.
Yeah, stop. There's too many rules.
That's the thing.
And I don't think they follow them.
Right. That's the problem. They also were saying that the plastic, this John Stossel report, which you can find on YouTube, it's not long. It's maybe 10 minutes or something. Is that by even putting the plastic in, because everything's like commingled recyclables mm-hmm. now, we just throw everything in one thing, that the plastic actually screws up the actual recycled materials.
Yeah, I could see that too.
But we've gotten so much to the point where people, that the people, or I guess the companies that put things in plastic, they still act like they're recycling everything because they don't want you to feel bad purchasing their product.
Of course.
You know, and they want you to feel good thinking like, look at me doing a good thing. I'm enjoying this bottle of water, and I'm just going to throw this right into the recycling.
When, in fact, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Why is everything a big scam?
Money. Everything's money.
Yeah.
Everything is money. I was watching, you know, we talk about like how simple and or complicated life is now. However, it depends on where you sit, obviously. But you ever really think about like how good we have it? So I was watching a documentary on, I'm forgetting his name. Give me one of the big titans of the early, of the late 1800s.
An 1800 titan?
Yeah, Carnegie. On, I forget what his first name is, but on the steel and...
Dan Carnegie?
No, I don't think it's Daniel.
Carnegie Mellon University?
But that wealthy man had the steel industry.
Okay.
And then, long story short, they had a mill, a steel mill and everything, and then the conditions were horrific. Even the photos they have of these workers, I mean, they got just soot on their face. It was, you know, they talk about how many people would die in the course of a week because of how dangerous it was. And then when they tried to unionize, the fight, and then they brought in like cops from out of, people died from that. And you sit, and if they didn't have the work, they didn't eat. I mean, think about how good we have it now. And then you want to know why everything's a scam? Money.
It is
back
money.
Then it was about money. And in 2024, soon to be 2025, it's about money. The whole world is about money. It's sad. Yeah. Really is sad.
I know. And I was falling for that plastic recycling for a long time.
A lot of people do. Why wouldn't you? That's what we're told.
But I don't know why they... I don't know. What the... Like...
My guess would be, when they first started it, it was a real thing. And then you get inundated and overwhelmed with all the plastic and end up shipping it out in other places. And then you come to find out... I don't know that the recycling was I don't think it was intended poorly or it was put in place for the wrong reasons. It probably had its purpose, but a lot of people, a lot of products.
I believe it was this John Stossel report where he was talking to somebody about, aren't we going to run out of places for the landfill? And the guy said that we aren't even at 1%
really
full of where we can bury stuff in landfill. I thought that was...
Well, the Earth is a very big place.
I get very upset when people, these foreign countries are dumping our plastic in the middle of like the Indian Ocean or something. That's not right.
No, not good at all.
It's very harmful.
Yeah, well, I guess we shouldn't be sending it over there then.
That's why I'm going to take the opportunity to just throw it. Like, here's what I don't understand. What if we did this? All companies that make liquids, there's a standard bottle. Standard sizes, like every bottle is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can recycle those bottles, meaning they just somehow sterilize them and fill them up again. Why can't we do that?
I don't know the answer. Well, but how would you get your 32-ounce Coke?
What do you mean?
We got to get our, I'm sorry, we need to get our 20-ounce Cokes because the 8-ounce ones aren't enough.
That's what I mean. Like, we need
choices.
We would have some certain different sizes.
Oh, you would have different sizes.
But
you're saying a standardized bottle.
Yeah, like a standardized 8-ounce bottle.
It's because it's
16-ounce.
Because it makes sense.
When I was a little kid, I don't know if you had this near you. I'm 5 years older than you, right? Five?
Mm-hmm.
There was a place in, I believe it was Avenel, New Jersey. We lived in Iselin, Colonia,
mm-hmm.
where it was a drive-through bottle place where we would bring back our soda bottles. They were
really?
Glass.
Mm.
And then we would get
New ones.
New ones.
Really? No, I
thought we would return our old bottles.
Yeah, no, I don't know that.
Kind of like they were doing that with milk, like when the milkman would deliver.
They would take the empties and then,
and then refill them.
And again, I'm too young for that, too. That was already gone by the time I remember. My mother was already buying the gallon of milk in Pathmark.
Yeah.
There was no milk. Yeah, there was no milkman.
In the big plastic containers.
Correct. And still to this day.
And then every time you think you're doing the right thing, you go, you know what? Instead of a plastic milk container, cartons. They go, you know what that carton's filled with? Plastic.
Ugh. We never had cartons. My mom never bought the half gallon ever. It was always the big gallon because we were a family of five.
Yeah.
You guys were
sucking down milk.
Yeah. I don't ever remember her buying a half gallon of anything or the cartons.
I like the wuss quarter. Quarter.
Well, you buy yourself. Why wouldn't you? But why wouldn't you buy something like that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, buy that.
You're one. You're not
Plus
four.
I'm only using it a little bit in my coffee every day.
You're not having it with your Frosted Flakes or your Fruit Loops?
Yeah, I'm not having it in my cereals or drinking things like that.
I miss cereal. I'm not going to lie. I miss cereal. And I don't eat it very often at all. I did have a bowl of Frosted Flakes, which is why I was top of mind, about 2 weeks ago. And it was for dinner. It was just no one was home. I wasn't cooking. I'm like, you know what? It was a quick bowl of cereal. I'm like, I missed this. And this is the last time I had it. And before that, I couldn't tell you. But you know what I saw at Dearborn the other day was, the only bread I eat is Ezekiel bread. And even that's maybe four slices a week. That's probably it. So even it's not a lot, but there's Ezekiel cereal now.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. I haven't tried it.
I don't know if it's going to be any good or just complete garbage, but...
Well, it does fall into the people I follow for healthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
That is on their list of okay to eat, which means it must taste terrible.
Well, that's what I said. Well, Ezekiel bread's terrible.
Yeah.
Unless you toast it.
Oh, yeah.
To me, when you toast it, it's fine. When you defrost it and eat it, it's not great.
Yeah, I have the Ezekiel bread every day at lunch with my eggs.
Okay.
I toast it, and I put guacamole, avocado spread.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
that's good.
It's terrific.
Yes, it is. I agree. Oh, man. See, I usually, that's funny, that's where the four slices come in usually. I usually put an egg. I usually, butter the thing with the guac. Then I put the egg on top.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Now, that is a pricey loaf of bread.
Yeah, it's $8 a loaf. It's usually, you can get it. You can actually get it for $5 when it's on sale.
Yes.
But it's usually $7.99.
Yeah, but it is, you put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And which means it's not going to go bad.
Correct.
So you're going to use every slice.
And for me, it's just for me.
Yeah.
So like in my house, no joke, my wife and my two kids go through a loaf of bread every 3 days.
Wonder Bread, like something like that.
Yeah, or Myers or whatever. I get that. Like I said, I have four a week, maybe four slices a week. It literally lasts me 3 weeks, maybe more. So it's fine.
Problem with the Ezekiel bread, though, sometimes hard to separate.
Yeah, but especially if you're going to toast it, little secret, microwave. So if you take out a clump, you can usually get two out at a time.
Yeah.
Put it in the microwave for 15 seconds.
And it'll separate?
Yep. That's softens it up just enough. And then not only that, you've defrosted a little bit, it toasts a little quicker.
Because what I end up doing is I separate as many of the pieces as I can. And then when I get to the part of the package where there's no more separating, then I put it in the fridge instead of the freezer.
Oh, okay.
So it'll stay there a couple of days like Got that. It. Much easier to separate.
Yeah, there you go. Look at us.
Ezekiel bread. Very pricey, though.
It is. But good.
It is expensive to try to eat the right things.
Yeah, it sure is.
And to try to not use plastics. Let me ask you this. If you have an option, just for taste-wise, and you are going to have beers.
Yeah.
And you can choose to purchase for the same price, same amount, bottles or cans.
It's not a bottle.
Me too.
100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
I actually don't care for the can. I shouldn't say that. I will drink beer out of a can, and I have. I don't know why the bottle, the experience and or the taste, different.
Yeah. That used to be a thing even, you could get a Coca-Cola in a bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
That was nice.
Yep.
I felt special.
You can still buy the small bottles. They do sell them still.
I wonder, let me ask you this. Are the beer bottles recyclable with the labels on them? And especially the clear ones that use the sticker.
The etching?
No, it's like a sticker.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we put them in the recycle bins, and they better be.
Yeah, too.
Like, why wouldn't they be?
They also used to say this, too, you're putting the cap back on that water bottle. That's not getting recycled.
That's true.
Putting the cap on the... I get furious with... I live in a condo, Jerry. There's a sign up by the recyclings that tells you what is not recyclable. It's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that don't make a lot of sense. It'd be like yogurt containers. Not recyclable.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just garbage.
Yeah. Peanut butter containers. Not recyclable.
Didn't know that.
I guess they're too dirty. I don't know. And then there's one about pizza boxes. This is not recyclable. Every one of the people.
About random.
They're jamming pizza boxes in the
into the recyclable bin.
Yeah, even
see,
though they're not.
I think that they're not. Like, why wouldn't they
because
be?
Because I guess
cardboard.
It's got the cheese on it.
Oh, God almighty.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah, too many rules, honestly.
So it got to be too many rules. So people are either all in and throwing everything in there.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I can't deal with this. I'm not throwing anything in there.
It's funny you mentioned the pizza box. I had one of my freak out moments on Tuesday, I guess it was. So we garbage pickup is Tuesday and Friday. So this was Sunday, Tuesday and Friday. So we ordered pizza Saturday night because I had the Rutgers game. I got home. There was nothing to eat. So I just, whatever, ordered two pies. Fine. So long story short, the garbage pail was also full. So like an hour later, and I think Matthew had already taken, someone had taken the pizza boxes out. So Kim goes, when's garbage, Monday? I'm like, no, Tuesday. She goes, oh. I'm like, why? She goes, it's full already out there. I'm like, no, it's not full already out there. I mean, I left in the morning. There was like nothing in the pail. So I go outside, I take the garbage and I go outside, I open the thing, and all it is boxes, not broken, not crushed, just thrown in. There was so much. So I'm out there winging the boxes all over the place. If someone would have saw me, you would have thought I was a lunatic. And then I'm stomping down and flattening them. And like, so I go in. She goes, what'd you do with the garbage? I'm like, I put it in the pail. How? Oh, I don't know. I broke down the boxes. And then that was it.
Yeah, that happens in the recycling from
my place.
People
just throw
the
stuff in there.
Giant boxes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's annoying.
I'll even go so far sometimes, not only break down a box, sometimes if you get a really large box and you break it down, you still have to cut it.
Sure.
Into like sections.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So they better be recycling that cardboard.
I don't know. What
then I don't know. Like, if, let me ask you this: you have a box of tissues. You've completed the tissues.
That little box.
Yeah,
I throw it in the garbage.
That's not going recycling.
Nah, that's so little. I just throw it in the trash.
Sometimes I throw it in the trash. Sometimes I try to
recycle. See, you have a recycler area though. For me, I gotta save it until pickup. Am I really gonna save a 4-inch right. by 4-inch box for 4 days?
That's what I mean. Like the cardboard my soap comes in. Am I putting that in the recycling? Or just cardboard boxes?
I would probably throw that out.
Just cardboard boxes,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
Then the other thing we get, like sometimes you'll get a package from Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a box, but it's brown like a box, but it's an envelope.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it says to recycle that.
With where? With what? Where's that going?
I think in the cardboard recycling, okay. I think.
All right. Guess where that's going? Trash.
But those are always wet, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Or damp.
Damp.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not.
Dude, I don't know. Imagine how much cardboard Amazon goes through.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. Box. I went to my brother's place yesterday to pick up something. I had a couple of gifts for the boys sent to his house, so whatever. So I went and picked them up. He opened his door. I go inside. It looked like an Amazon fulfillment center. I'm like, dude, what is going on here? He goes, don't ask. I'm like, okay. I'm like, but what is going on here? He must have had 50 boxes in his living room.
Yeah, if you could be the Amazon box supplier or
man.
The tape for the boxes.
Yes, the masking tape.
Oh.
I'm telling you, man.
Do you ever feel bad about, like you have Amazon Prime like I
yeah.
do, right? Do you ever feel bad that sometimes you'll get something small and it comes in a pretty good sized box and you're like, I could have waited till I had a couple things to order this.
No, because here's why. Because I don't know if you've experienced this or not, but I have because I do the I balance the checkbook or get as close to balancing it as I can. Do it every 2 weeks. My wife puts an order in, sometimes 3 or 4 items at once, all in the cart, and then it's one payment. Then I go to balance out the checkbook, and A, they don't come in one package. They all come separately, and then you get billed separately by Amazon. So, for instance, she had one in there the other day that was $168. I'm like, okay, so I'm like looking for $168 Amazon. I'm like, oh, here we go. This clearly was something more than one item. And I had to find 5 different things she bought, and I had to total it up, and it came to the number.
Oh.
So just because you put it all in one cart, you're not getting it all in one box.
every once in a while, they'll ask at checkout, they'll go like, did you want to save the environment and we'll throw these all in one box?
Oh, is that true? I've never noticed that.
Every once in a while, they'll be like, a couple of these items, we could wait.
No, I don't want to save the environment.
And then sometimes they'll do something else. They'll be like, how about this, Jerry? I noticed you ordered a number of items. What if we sent them all in 3 days? Well, we'll give you a credit to watch a movie.
Why is that?
Which part?
I've never gotten the credit to watch a movie or anything like that, but I will. You will see, would you like to get this tomorrow? Or would you like to do it for nothing? Oh, by the way, free. Or would you like to wait a day and get it for free? No, I'm pretty sure I'd rather have it tomorrow.
The only thing I can think of where you would want that is if you knew you weren't going to be home tomorrow.
Okay.
And you didn't want it sitting on your porch.
But isn't that what the lockers are for now?
Amazon lockers?
Yeah. Like if you want to schedule a pickup because you're not going to be home.
Yeah.
You can have it sent to an Amazon locker near you or one of these, not fulfillment centers, I forget what they're called. But there's like regular businesses can be an Amazon.
Like a pickup
distribution
location.
Center. Yes. To where you could send it there and just go pick it up and it's on you to go. To go grab it.
Yeah. I suppose we could do that.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is Amazon rules the world now.
The absolute worst is when, like, if Gina's going to something where she's, like, going something with school, and then she'll call me. She'll be like, I just had a package dropped off. Could you go get it? What? Go get it? What?
How about...
She doesn't want a porch pirate to grab it.
Sits there until you get home, like most people. Like, what would you... All kidding aside, if you told her... Actually, no, I'm here with Jerry doing something. You know, I'm not around the area. What would you do? Would you call someone else to pick it up?
I think if she knew I really legitimately was busy,
yeah.
it wouldn't be a problem. But if she knows I'm doing nothing.
Right, get your ass out.
Could you go run and grab
for 5 minutes? Oh. I know.
I go like this. I go, oh, God. I feel like going, don't you get a relationship with the neighbor where she gets yours, you get hers.
See, that seems fair.
It's a whole thing.
That's not bad.
Now, like in my building, we'll get deliveries on the steps.
Yeah.
And then to be neighborly, we'll go into the building. If I'm walking into the building and I see a package there, I'll pick it up and put it inside in front of the person's door.
Okay.
So as not to get porch pirates.
It's not sitting there.
Or weathered, or it's not sitting there for a long
time. And people see it.
Yes.
Understood.
It's quite a wild world out there, Jerry, in a world of recycling, boxes. Now, my sister, who is environmentally conscious, she will wait and try to get Amazon to put them all into one thing because she doesn't like the idea that all these cars are driving around, dropping off like a chapstick one day, a spatula the next day.
Or how about hours apart?
Or hours apart, yeah.
That happens, too. We get multiple deliveries during the day because they're coming from different fulfillment centers, too. That's the other thing. Some things are actually sitting in the warehouse off that Turnpike fulfillment center. Other things are coming off a plane, and they end up at your house within an hour.
Yeah. I would love to see how that happens one day. Like, I go order something, and when it says, if you order within 2 hours, it'll be there today.
I know.
I want to see where I hit purchase. I want to now follow that.
I'm telling you, I am blown away by the post office, FedEx, UPS, and Amazon for sure. Because when you think of how many people do you think will shop on Amazon between now and tomorrow at this time? How many millions of
ballpark?
Right. And yet they've got it figured out. I'm not saying they don't make mistakes. Mistakes happen for sure. I'm dealing with one with the post office right now. But like, they're like a well-oiled machine. I would love to see. I know, it's funny. Matthew, when he was in eighth grade, their class trip was to the Amazon Fulfillment Center off the Turnpike. And he said he was blown away by what he saw.
Yeah.
I would love to go see that.
Maybe we go take a tour of that.
That's a good job.
And work there.
Yeah, there you go.
Start loading up packages. We can put notes to people. Check out the Alan Jerry podcast.
By the way, that would be really cool.
Right?
Free Alan Jerry stickers in every package.
That would work. That might work.
It could work. You never know.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday at 5 a.m. So...